Channel 1.
Right, and beginning the visit was Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 1, right, and beginning the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this 1st of July, Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 1, right, and beginning the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 1, right, and beginning the visit with Ms. Guthrie and Marvin and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 1, right, beginning of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie and Rick this Saturday, the 1st of July, 72. Channel 1, right, and beginning the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie and Rick this Saturday after supper, the 1st of July, 72.
Good evening.
Hello.
How's
it going?
Good morning.
Boy, I tell you, it's hot weather, you know.
Oh, man, live. Man, live.
Sit
down there close to the fan, Marvin.
How do?
How do, Miss Mary? Golly, how you do? Sit down here. We haven't seen you in so long. Dad burned.
No, why don't you come over and see about your neighbors?
I tell you.
If you did, you wouldn't catch us at the house, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Isn't that nice?
That's the quietest one. I don't believe it makes a sound, does it?
No,
I don't think it does.
Is it running?
Uh-huh. Well, we can just carry it home with us. They got two.
Yeah.
Well, it's Japanese, you know.
Do which?
Japanese. Made in Japan. Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'll show you this.
Because first the judge had...
Just as good as a big one.
Yeah.
If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't get it. That's all I'd get right there.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if I had to buy one, if I'd buy one at all. I don't care nothing about them. They ain't no good.
Well, you get on them is bad. what you don't want to hear.
So you had a horse that could untie any knot?
No, ma'am, I didn't own that horse. I've seen them. That you could untie anything you could tie.
Yeah. Well, this ain't that a sweet thing?
It is.
I just never saw
it. But Marvin's sister's daughter's got one, a little colt.
Yeah.
And I'm just dying for y'all to see it. I want you to see it. That is the darlingest thing.
I haven't seen it.
It is. At the root of its tail, you know, it just looks just like somebody taking a great big daub of a brown paint and just painted around, it pied, and its little hair is just as curly and long-legged, and its little hind parts is blocked out, you know, it's just as fat, and its mother is little. It is a
well,
darling.
Well, its daddy is not much bigger than its mother.
You don't know what its daddy is.
I know what they say it is.
I believe it's going to be a bigger horse than its mother.
Well, he was a little bit larger.
But he is, darling.
Well, how big is it now?
Oh.
How is his table?
Something like that.
Yeah,
he's about 3 months old.
June
yeah.
No, April.
April coat.
Oh, yeah. But it's really pied.
It's pied. And its mother's red, like this little horse out here.
Well, his daddy was pied.
Oh, really?
So
but it is beautiful. It is sure pretty.
I'd like to see it.
Well, you ought to see it. It's really pretty.
You know, I never had any dealings with horses. It colts, little babies, until we had these out here. And I'll tell you, they are something, I'll tell you. You remember old Ajax?
Mm-hmm.
That was Nick's little, Molly's little horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some excitement at our place yesterday. Big helicopter come over there, and we don't know what it's about, and the dogs don't know what it's about, and nobody.
Let out them dogs.
The sheriff, he came out there. They've been out there today. They lit out there in Mr. Dodd's field right by the road, and a car met them.
Well, we was working right there across
and
the road.
We thought maybe they were broke down. We got in the car and we went zimming down the road, you know, and they looked like they was greasing the thing.
They went, well, that one went to the car and got Alamite gun, just like we used
so,
to grease our equipment.
So I called Ms. Dodd last night and I asked her, I said, what was all the commotion? And the helicopter left, and after a while it come back. It landed at the same place, right there by the road, at Mr. Dodd's mailbox. And there was a car, met it there, you know. So Mr. Dodd had the sheriff out, and when Ms. Dodd called Martin while I was on, the sheriff said that it... Mr. Dodd asked them what they were doing, and they said they were surveying, and the sheriff said it was not no such of a thing.
Well, he said it wasn't surveyors because he called us.
And he seems to think it was dope.
And I called the airport, and the airport...
Lord knows, don't tell
nobody
I told you, because I don't want nobody to kill me.
The helicopter being out. See, they're supposed to notify airports when they're close in. And, but he did have a map in his hand.
Something,
what,
now, you don't
looked,
know what
it was. What appeared to be a map. But, now, when he went to that car, that there was two of them come up in the helicopter. And I know there was one in the car.
Well, I saw four.
Well, if you saw four, there was four. I didn't
Ms. Dodd
see
said
the three
was
because
four.
I didn't.
I seen four men.
I didn't notice them that much.
In the car?
No, they was all right around
the
helicopter.
And two in the car. And
the
then he went and got that, look what I thought was Alamite gun, grease gun, and he went back to and got on the inside the bubble of that cab, you know, it's all... Isinglass or something or whatever it is,
uh-huh.
Plastic, clear plastic. He went and got on the inside of that and went bent over and went to look like greasiness, maybe cables or something. I don't know what he was doing.
But they wouldn't give Mr. Dodd any, wouldn't talk to him, you know, or give him any information. They just told him he was surveying. But the sheriff said he was not surveying.
And he landed on his property.
Right in that millet right there by that new fence right next
and
to
he,
that.
And in the millet.
Yeah,
and
right,
he left
right
and was gone
fence.
And come back and landed again.
Made three trips out of it.
And
he wouldn't be gone but about 20 minutes to the trip.
And there was that car there.
That
yeah,
car
the
was
car
there.
That was there.
And that car
there.
Left there and it took off
yeah.
And went towards the creek.
Went towards Cross Creek. Well, then that car taken off and left a man there. When I was coming in on the tractor and you said you were going down to Christine's. Well, when you went that way, that car pulled out and went right down behind you.
Did.
Yeah. Mm. And then when you come back, you know, you said that the plane, the helicopter was back there.
Yeah, the helicopter
was there. Well,
I
made three times it landed there.
The helicopter was there when I come back from Christine's.
I see who that. Gee whiz.
And,
golly.
The law says that, so.
They've been
Dodd
out there
said,
riding the road all day.
Ms. Dodd said that the law said that if it would have been surveyors, even they would have just been running, taking aerial photographs, and they wouldn't have been landing without they would have been in trouble, and if they'd have been in trouble, they would have called the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they just don't do that, and said that they call the survey office and said they didn't have nobody out surveying. And they called the airport and the airport couldn't give any information on it.
Well, they don't need to be landing in your millet patch.
No.
Or ain't on your property.
Without
at all.
He is in trouble.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in trouble because he'd take off and come back.
Well, he wasn't in trouble. He might get in trouble, but he
Ms. Dodd said that. Mr. Dodd said that. The sheriff said that he thought that it was a load of marijuana.
But why he kept taking off and he wouldn't be gone long enough to go anyplace?
Come back and land.
And then they'd go to and meet that fence, and then one would go this way, one that way, one go to the car and on the helicopter, two and take off again.
Uh-huh.
Didn't make sense.
And they wasn't gone long enough to be going anywhere.
To be going any place except maybe if they did have dope, the only thing I would figure within my own mind that they had it stashed somewhere is back out there in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd pick it up in that helicopter and bring it to that car, and the car maybe was gonna Maybe carry it to the convention down there somewhere.
Well, you know, you'd think you'd see him carrying something from the helicopter.
Well,
people just didn't pay no mind. See, they were out there.
What about this little old Alamite gun? You know they, you know what they are. A Greek gun, about that big, about that long. It could have been full of dope for all I know. It might not have even been grease.
They didn't anybody pay any attention. Mr. Dodd got in the car and went down there and asked them the trouble. Asked them what they were doing down there, and they said they were civilians, so he just took off.
We let it go at civilians.
He let it go at that.
Didn't nobody, and Miss Dodd, I called Miss Dodd last night, and I asked Miss Dodd, I said, Miss Dodd, tell me something, what in the world happened? She said, I want you to tell me. She said, that's what we wondering. So Mr. Dodd, she called Marvin a while ago and said, Mr. Dodd, call the law out there, and the law come.
Oh, he finally called the law.
Mm-hmm. Today.
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 Well, it was late yesterday afternoon.
That happened about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
No, it was later
than that. This was there from about 2 to 4.
Oh, that long?
Yes, about 2 hours.
Well, they certainly were brave if they were doing anything they shouldn't do.
Well, you see, they were right there on the road and out there in the country, and nobody thinks that.
Yeah.
Well, I think if somebody were to land in this pasture right over here, I'd be suspicious of something.
Well, they were. They just couldn't make up their mind, could they?
Well, see, what I think had people kind of puzzled, and it did me, is they've been surveying that road, and they got little ribbon crosses all up and down the road.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe they're following them, checking them out or something. Like that.
Yeah.
And then that landing part, well, I didn't know about that. Didn't think anything about it.
And you was working over there.
Yeah, we
were right over there in front of us.
Across the thing.
You saw him sit down.
Sure. Seen him sit down, seen him lift off, and seen
when
him come back.
Down, we thought
and sat down 3 times.
And you didn't go over there.
No, but we went by.
Went right by. We got in the
and there was 4 men there. And when they took off the first time, they come, you know, they had to come across our field. To get straightened out, but they went right straight back, and they come right back and landed in the same place 3 times.
How long was they gone? 5 minutes?
No, about 20 minutes, something like that.
Well,
I would judge 20 minutes.
That'd give them time to sit down and get up again, wouldn't it? But you couldn't tell where they sat down?
No. No, after they get over that timber, then you can't see it anymore.
No, they're right down there at the tree line anyhow, I guess. Well, here it is.
Well, I'll tell you guys, they've been doing things over there.
Now, we have.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
We've got something tore up. We've got it tore up.
Just about worked down.
And
about ready to go back to work, huh?
Just about worked down, I tell you.
And spent all the money we could get a hold of.
And still spending.
Yeah. Well, you got it tore down, tore up.
We got the land tore up. We got it planted and fertilized.
Yeah.
And the fence tore down and Mr. Weaver told us if we'd wait a week with him, that he'd come over there with his bulldozer and he'd push us out of lane.
A what?
A lane to put our fence. I'm just cut all 2 pieces.
The road and
my legs and my feet is just cut all to pieces with briars.
Well, what did he do over there before? I thought he pushed.
Well,
out
he
of
did,
road.
But this is on the highway.
On the
he's going to do this.
I'm just going to go let the horse go.
See, he pushed us out of lane on the back, but we want to fix the fence on the front so we can turn our cows in on our pasture.
Hmm. Well, I thought you had a fence up
there. Oh, it's not good enough.
So you just going to push it all out?
I push it all out.
Take it out. Put in brand new.
That'd be simpler than getting in there with your hands.
You might.
It's too dangerous.
I tell you, that barbed wire ain't going to do much with that bulldozer. And them rattlesnakes, but you get in there with your hands, it'll scratch you up pretty bad.
Yeah. What do you got, a quarter mile front?
Yeah, about a quarter mile front that we're going to have pushed out here. And then on the
back,
on the south side is about a quarter, about a half mile.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's mine.
So I thought,
no more help than you got. You haven't got any help.
That's it.
You couldn't do it as you wanted to.
I thought while he was in there, just get him to push a good wide strip, you know, where you could, we could go ahead and plant it in Bahia or something or another.
Yeah.
Well, no, maybe as wide as just from this wall to that wall, you know.
Yeah, like you done before.
Yeah, about the same.
That grass is
about
really
two, three
good. You'll see it.
I love to.
We fertilized it, you know, in that rain.
Uh-huh. Now, you mean your clover?
No, I'm talking about the last piece of ground we had cleared.
On the back, way on the back, yes.
The Bahia grass, yeah. Not Pensacola, the...
Argentina,
yes.
Oh, we planted...
I haven't been over there hardly since you all did that.
Uh-uh.
It seemed like a long time.
We planted about 400 pounds of clover seed and 100 pounds of indigo.
Together?
No.
No, we just planted it separate.
How much clover you put down?
I figure I put somewhere around 25 pounds.
To the acre?
Mm-hmm.
25 pounds of clover?
Yeah.
To an acre?
Yeah.
That little bitty old stuff?
Yes, the thicker you have it, the smaller your stem.
Well, you can't. I never planted into that. You can't cut that in very deep.
We don't cut it in at all. Put it on the ground and leave it.
I just put it down and just freshen the ground up, get the ground good and soft.
You cut the
seed it over and forget it. Go on.
And let the
rain beat it in. The wind blow.
You cut the fertilizer in a little bit.
Oh no! Just put it down to.
Oh,
dang,
25 pounds
to
the acre.
That's about what I figure. 20 to 25.
That's it. You don't want to save seed.
No, we want to make hay.
Yes.
You know, and the thicker you got it, the smaller the stem's going to be. You don't want that great big
stem. I got too old last year.
Well, you couldn't help it. You couldn't go in.
And they got that inoculation now to where you can inoculate dry. You don't have to damp it like you used to, you know.
Now, how's that?
You know, you have to inoculate that clover seed and
to make it come up.
Make it germinate. You put that germination in the ground.
Yeah.
If it's never been planted before that. And you used to have to dampen your seed and put that inoculation in it, stir it up, and then dry your seed out. You don't have to do that anymore. Just pour it right in your seed, stir it up a little bit, and let it go.
Let it go.
You might not believe it, but we got a pile over there. We done burnt one pile. We got a pile over there near about bees in this house.
Oak brush and just brush.
We gonna have a bonfire over there one
day. That's been dug up from putting in those fences.
Hmm? Saw down.
And trimming up trees.
Trimming.
Things.
Fence rows.
That really produces fast, don't it?
I tell you what.
Goodness.
I went and worked all the week and got clawed all the pieces and went to town and then got a pair of gloves.
They won't last a week.
No, they won't last long.
Did you ever see such leather gloves that have so little leather in them?
Well, I had on gloves and my hands is just all skinned up and bruised.
Them cotton gloves, they're good though. They're anything to protect you.
And I had on my pants. And my boots and my legs is just ruined. I'm ashamed to go to the funeral tomorrow.
Yeah. Well.
People think Marvin whipped me.
Yeah. Go out in public.
Maybe they think I'm the boss.
Well, it looks like he got it back on him. He got it back though, doesn't it? Well, he got scratched up.
Yeah, all of them's got scratched pretty bad. But you know, scratches don't show on me like they do her. Mine seems like they heal over. I can scratch and bleed and just look like bleed all over, and in the morning the scratches is gone.
Yeah.
Just about.
Gee whiz. Right here in the middle of the summer, Marvin. You could have been doing that back in the middle of the winter.
Mr. Miles,
that's the time to do that kind of work.
Last year, I believe it was, down there below where Marlo lived.
Yeah.
We went down there and cleaned up that fence row and put in some new wire.
Yeah.
And I declare to goodness, Marvin had to saw the trees down. It growed up that fast.
Shoot fire, you ought to just put that in timber out there.
Need to get some 2,4-D.
I ain't never seen things grow like they have since Marvin's been gone.
Yeah.
Spray it a little bit with 2,4-D. Take care of it.
Take care of what?
That brush and stuff.
2,4-D?
Mm-hmm. You ain't messing with none of that stuff.
Yeah. Just plain old 2,4-D?
Yeah.
You ain't messing with it.
That's what they spray these lines, power lines with, stuff like that. Oh, I did what it amounts to is paraquat and diesel oil in the first place.
Oh, it's got some of that oil in it to make it stick. Yeah. Well, now, that stuff they spray on the power lines is pretty hot. It burns stuff.
I know it. That's what that 2,4-D will do if you put that paraquat in it.
Oh.
Put paraquat diesel oil together.
Well, now, I just use plain old 2,4-D, you see, for coastal area and things like that.
Now, it'll burn your fence rows down, too.
2,4-D?
Yep. It'll help keep them clean.
Make it strong?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it something, though, that I'm able to work?
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised.
I've been going every week, every Saturday, and getting me two shots up until today.
Yeah.
I take them three. I get two, one in each shoulder.
You should have went back again today.
And I'm telling you, that just picks me up, and I can just go right on.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need. Because I need picking up.
One of them is a rheumatism for the arthritis.
Yeah.
And the other one, I think, is just a vitamin one.
Probably.
And I eat like a horse and sleep.
Probably a B12, I imagine.
Oh, ain't that nice?
It sure is.
You know, it's that sleeping that if you wake up in the middle of the night and start counting what people owe you, that's bad.
Well, you know, I do a lot of worrying at night. Now, last night I got up at 2 o'clock, made Marvin get up, and I was going to make us a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And I can take me a pill, you know, and go back to bed, and my nerves calms off, and I can go to sleep. I worry about things.
Yeah, well, what was you worrying about last
night? I worry
night?
About expenses and how am I going to do these things, and am I going to do right, or am I going to make a mistake or something? I worry about the future.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. The thing that wakes me up the fastest has nothing whatever to do with worry. If I sort of get my mind to working and I start building a fence or something like that, the first thing you know, I'm wide awake. Mm-hmm. And I...
Well, you know, that's my trouble, too. We can't do enough of work during the day. I just so many things I want to get done.
So you just have to...
And I work all night long. All night. And I say, Marvin, let's do so and so. Well, my goodness, why don't you wait and let's get this finished?
I tell you, you get about 4 or 5 jobs going at one time.
He don't work fast enough.
When
I
you
can't
get through,
work
you
fast
haven't,
enough.
You haven't done a thing.
I think I can see why you're about worked out.
That's about worked out.
I used to have to go up to the office to rest up. That's true.
You used to do what?
I'd have to go up to the office and rest up. I come out here. If I wasn't doing anything, I was sitting there thinking I ought to be.
That was just as bad as getting out there doing it.
He couldn't get my mind on anything.
Well, you know, we go over there and we stay till 11 and 12 or 1 o'clock, go home, and Then I have to fix a bite to eat, and I hurry up and wash the dishes and sweep out between the stove and the sink, and back we go, and I wash while I eat, and I'm telling you, we had really put out.
Oh, Lord,
you wash while you eat.
That's right. Put my clothes in my machine and let them wash.
Yeah, yeah.
And this morning, I just have to take my milk cloths and my dish towels out and boil them.
Uh-huh.
Now, I just can't stand an old nasty dish towel and a milk cloth. I got my clothes in the pot and I boiled them. Marvin said, let's go to town. I said, okay, go put the fire out. I boiled my clothes good and we went to town and got a load of wire and a load of posts and a gate. Come back home and I said, we ain't gonna cook no dinner. You gonna buy something and make sandwiches. We ate us a sandwich. We got our washing out and away we went. He fixed up his gate and unloaded his post and his wire. Now Monday morning, I'm going to have him out before daylight work.
Well, I'm going to get out in the middle of the morning.
We've been getting out real early. But haven't we had good weather? The winds blew.
Yeah,
and I told Marvin, I said, let's do it while it's cool.
But you know,
I tell you, there's nothing like getting out there while a little air, fresh air.
I don't want to sell my place now.
Well, I guess not.
Well, I didn't want to sell it at any time. That's pretty special.
Come a man from Disneyland down there and looked at it. And he said he wanted to take an aerial photo of it, and I told him, go ahead. He said he was going to come back to see us, but I told Marvin, I said, I don't care what I sell it or not. If I can get by.
Yeah, I tell you. That's one of the prettiest pieces left.
You all want to go over there and see it now.
Yeah. I don't want it. I got more than I need.
Well, I know, but I want you to just go over there.
But I sure do. It's pretty. Well, you couldn't give it to me. I wish I didn't have this.
You got clover?
Indigo.
Well, that Pangola field, we got clover.
Yeah, our Pangola's coming.
I hope that Pangola will come back, and that's a good combination, clover and Pangola.
Yeah.
Together. It is a real good combination.
Well, wouldn't it be nice just to have plenty of grass there for them and hay? Wouldn't that be nice?
It sure would. I figure if we can save our hay, it'll cost us somewhere around $400 to $500. And we've been spending around $1,000 to $1,200.
Yeah.
For hay.
And then you lost the fertilizer too.
Yeah, and then saving a little bit too. You know.
Yeah. I tell you what, there's a fellow over here. I don't know just where he is. On out from Hawthorne. Dugger, you know Guy Dugger?
Guy Dugger, yeah, I know him well.
Well, now this is a reputation he has, Marvin. He makes his hay. He puts his hay up because he can tell when it's going to be a pretty day,
mm-hmm.
and he goes out there and gets it and cuts it, and the next day he's got it in, and he don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't wait a week like I do.
But Guy, I don't know if he has now, but he did have quite a bit of help. I've seen them girls. He had two girls. And a boy, maybe two boys. I know he had one boy. And them three would get out there and work. Them girls would work just like a man in that hay. It'd pitch bales of hay, looked like to me, till they just would fall over, but it'd pitch it right up.
Well, Mama, that bale of hay ain't going to hurt anybody.
No, but the bales he puts out is pretty heavy, I tell you. Man.
He didn't lighten them up for the girl.
Mm-hmm. No difference.
Yeah, grown from Rick over there, he remembers.
Yeah, they get, you know, that twine starts cutting in your hands mm-hmm. after a while. I would think a girl wouldn't want to do it, tear her hands up.
And they was such good girls, and she married such a sorry old something. But she run him off.
Oh, she did.
She married one of the old Thomas boys.
Let's see, she's married again, no?
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I guess that...
He
is. Oh, yeah, well, that Andrew boy, Blackwell's boy married that other girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I don't know if she's
but
married
she's got
again,
a pretty home. She's a good girl, hard working.
All them dug a girl, that them two dug a girls, and that boy was all right. I believe it's two of them boys. I knew one of them, but I didn't.
Well, coming up like they did, they couldn't hardly help but be a pretty lively people.
No. And you know, their mother lived by the railroad track, I guess, all her life.
That's
I know
God's
I
mother.
Went there and bought some pears from her.
Yeah.
And one day she went out to get the mail, and the train come along, and that slashed
her. Right across the railroad from the train.
As many times as she...
I imagine there ain't no telling how many hundreds of times she'd cross that
just
railroad.
Just made sausage meat out of it.
Where they crossed, you know.
Yeah.
They had to cross the railroad going
to
301 to get the mail on paper. By the box, they had a mailbox out there.
Mm.
She just walked out in front of it. Maybe just not planking. Being so used to crossing, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
Been
yeah.
used to that train coming by there 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it looks like she could have heard it, don't it?
Well,
probably.
you know, I get scared to death about this train over here. You know, it comes so seldom. There's a night train.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one in the daytime?
I don't know.
But anyhow, I hear one at night sometimes. And all them crossings is blind.
That's
yeah,
right.
Sure.
I
you gotta think about it. You see, and I'm absent minded. I'm worse than that a good part of the time.
I see that freight. I think there's a freight that runs this track now.
Yeah.
And up there on that crossing, Coleman's, you know,
yeah.
going to Coleman's.
Yeah.
Well, we come along there one day and that we stopped. We heard the train coming. If we didn't hear it blow, we just heard it. We always stopped there anyway. And the train went on and he didn't blow till the engine was done pass the crossing.
Yeah.
Then he started blowing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it should blow 300 or 400 yards down the track.
Yeah, they're supposed to. They've got rules and they've got signals.
Oh, I haven't seen hair high of you. Let me see now. God, we got to start talking fast, Faye. When gee whiz, you know
tomorrow's
I've been.
Tomorrow's Sunday. You don't have to get up. They're
well,
not gonna work him tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Why, Miss Mary?
Mm-hmm.
They've had me over.
Sometimes
he's got to get up and churn.
Churn?
He's got to churn. I haven't churned this week. I've got two big churnings to do, and he's got the churn. I washed the dasher a while ago and was going to churn, and I was just too hot.
What you going to do?
I am going to clean up the house and fix us a bite to eat and get ready to go to the funeral.
Well, I'll just...
And you're going to churn.
Rest, and I'll just stay in bed till you get the house.
Well, you can do that.
Well, what do you... do you ever have any clamor?
Well, yes.
I feel like I could eat a half a gallon.
You do?
Clabber.
Just plain old clabber.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll try to save some.
Well, they've had me over a barrel.
I pull it out. You know, I have to. I let skim my milk. I mean, strain my milk. Let it sit overnight. And then in the morning, I put it in the refrigerator. And I let it sit there till the cream gets good and firm. Skim it. And I just throw it out. We just have so much of it. We're going out there and get rid of my little cow tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'll just let somebody else own her.
Oh, your little cow.
Take her then,
Marty. I just can't hardly stand the thoughts of it, but then we can't keep her.
Yeah. you've
well, she's
right
just in the way.
She just, you know, she just, she can't have no more calves. And, well, the vet told me that.
How's that calf are doing?
Fine.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just put him and his mama in the trailer and haul him to the market and put him and his mama out.
And let them take care of themselves. They'll be on their own from then
on.
On
their own. Buy the calf. Cow get the calf, but whoever buys the calf, maybe we'll get the cow. They might split them up.
Yeah, just let them decide.
I just can't understand to get rid of it, but then got it.
Well,
to
no,
do.
I'm gonna have them to sell cow and calf together.
You haven't been over the Dodge.
No.
They got company still?
No, she come back Friday, Ms. Dodd told me.
She was,
and had lunch with them, and they left. Gone
yesterday,
back.
They come back.
Yeah. Well, that's
yeah,
right.
Thursday, yeah, Friday.
Oh, I thought Ms. Dodd, they're just going to stay indefinitely.
No, they come. But she says this boy's not going to marry that girl.
Yeah, she can tell that.
That's what she said.
I haven't seen her.
Said he said he wasn't.
I've been trying to get over there, but I haven't done it. I called her one day last week, and she said she had 10 children that day. And I figured it wasn't.
She ain't got no sense. I told her so.
I think she got all the filers over there now.
And she's sick, and with all of those.
Babe.
Gathers up everybody's younguns in the country and takes them up there and keeps them and waits on them for them to go to Tampa or Miami or anywhere they want to on a vacation. And she told me here a while back, she called Faye and wanted Faye to keep hers. She wanted to go somewhere, I don't know where it was, probably to the doctor, and Faye told her that she couldn't, that she had something else to do. And I said, well, you just go ahead and just keep Faye's younguns.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, you haven't seen any of your folks. You haven't seen Ms. D's.
No.
You don't know when she'll pop in.
No, sir. I sure don't. I'm looking for a call from them. They want us to go over there the 4th of July, but I'm not going. I'm going to stay off of the road.
I think we're going to be working the 4th of July.
I wouldn't go the 4th.
No, I'm going to stay off of the road.
No, you boy, they're piling them up already.
You're mighty right.
Yeah.
Well, you just got too much to do, Miss Mary.
I sure have.
And it's fun.
It is. It's really fun.
How did your new roof survive that
okay.
rainy season?
Didn't have a leak.
Not a leak.
Not a leak.
Well,
but you know, we didn't have so much rain.
Over at your place?
Oh, at our place.
She said didn't want
seemed like the woods is full of water, the ditches and all, but
yeah,
our field is plumb dusty.
Oh, yeah, we need it, but rain bad.
That's the truth.
Well, let me tell you, we got 5 inches from the hurricane. And then within a week of that, one afternoon, it rained 4.5 inches.
Well, we didn't get as
and what made it,
rain,
and it rained
get.
6 or 5 or something in Gainesville, and I don't know what it was that brought it on. And that's the hardest rain I've seen. It didn't rain like the hurricane rain. It just came all down within an hour.
I was in hopes we'd get a rain tonight. But I don't think we will. Because
why?
We sure do need one on our clover and indigo.
Oh, do you?
Yes, sir.
Some clover just coming up. Some are just
well,
playing.
I can't think it's hurting.
Pretty dry.
Well, that's good ground over there, though.
Have you ever seen a hornet's nest?
Yes, yes,
no.
You know, I don't believe I have. Not real. I've drawn some pictures and stuff.
It's the prettiest thing in our field, and they built in it, you know.
Oh?
I said to Mr. Hamilton, I said, Mr. Hamilton, will you do me a favor? I will if I can. I said, I want you to go up there and get me that hornet's nest. He said, I ain't going to do no such of a thing.
all full of bees.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty. Isn't that amazing how they can do that?
Yeah. That's that one that goes round and round.
Yeah.
Round.
Yeah.
But you know, when that thing gets built, I got to have it.
You gonna?
I don't know how you
hang it up
get
on your back
I'm
porch.
Gonna get me that there spray gun of yours.
Yeah, and you're gonna get eat up with the hornets.
I'll kill them. And I'm gonna send
far.
You up the tree to get the
hornets. Do they? I don't know what hornets do. Do they just? Is that their headquarters from then on?
No, oh no.
They raise little ones in there and they leave it.
Just the season.
And then that's when you're gonna get it.
That's
and
good.
Joe Smith's got one, and you can take them and shellack them.
Oh?
They'll get
and they're beautiful.
Chewed up before they leave it, though.
I want that
but what
one
you
that
got,
is.
If you want the real nest, whenever he gets it, whenever they get through with
it'll
it.
It'll probably be that big around.
They
like
get
a barrel.
Through with it.
I thought.
And take and,
let me use
get you some methabromine or something or another that you can, you know, put in a hose.
Uh-huh.
Shoot it. Up in that nest.
Yeah.
And that'll kill every one of them, then just let it hang there for maybe a day and night. And
I bet you somebody
there.
Else will beat me to it.
No, I thought you could just smoke those things out.
Oh,
you
no.
You can't smoke
well,
those.
If you've never been stung by a hornet, well, you'll know it when you stung.
I have never been stung by a hornet.
He's
don't
the biggest coward you ever seen in your life. A little bee can get after him and he. He'll outrun you, shatter.
He'll take out?
He'll take out. And grease just about hit me be a frying something and hit go like it was going to pop and he'll leave out.
Well, let me tell you, I never have had a hornet hit me, but I've had a wasp.
Oh, man, a wasp is nothing but besides a hornet.
Well, you speak for yourself. They hit pretty hard.
He won't even trim up a them
I
old
got,
cabbage
I got stung,
trees for me. Cause
I got stung last week with a wasp.
The thing about it, see, the wasp out there.
Getting
you,
on the air right
and
there,
you reach in there or getting in a bush or something.
Mm-hmm.
They are in there and you know it or don't know it, but they can see you coming.
Mm-hmm.
And several of them hit you at the same
mm-hmm.
time. And it don't hurt unless they hit you in the right place.
Well, they must hit me in the right place every time because they hurt. They hurt me every time, but a hornet's just twice as bad as, or three times.
Because
he's got a lot larger stinger. I mean, when he stings you, he goes. It goes.
I carried my dog last Wednesday and had her spayed, and I bet you couldn't show me the knife where they cut her.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Oh, that's right. When was that? Suzanne was going over there sometime.
Yeah, last week.
Last week.
Uh-huh.
Is that just a week ago?
Uh-huh. And last
Wednesday's,
Thursday,
Thursday,
we carried her in
Wednesday's
and it took out the stitches.
Yeah.
And you can't even tell where they cut her. Of course, her stomach is shaved, you know, and you can. But I took her down and looked at her good, you know, and I can't tell it.
Yeah.
I asked the vet when he took out the stitches who did it. I said, whoever did that sure knows what they're doing. He said, Dr. Beecham done it.
Yeah.
And she is the sweetest thing. She takes Marvin's hoe, believe it or not, and carries it and puts it under the house.
She went to the old pool house and got the hoe that I usually, you know, pull grass with and chop. I was looking for it and couldn't find it. Well, I know I brought it in here. I don't think I left it in the field. Went out to the fence and looked around and couldn't find it. Come back and looked back in there and among the tools and hoes and things, I couldn't find it. I got looking on the ground, I seen a little old mark going like this and I trailed it right up and it went right up under the house. I looked up under there and there was my hoe. Been chewing on the handle.
Yeah.
She's just got everything that you can imagine piled up in the backyard.
She gets ready to move it. She'll move it from maybe from the backyard to the front, and she won't stop till she moves every bit of it. She got jugs, old plastic jugs and pans and Parramatta pans, and first one thing, then the other. Then she'll put it
beer
all
beer
can. Pile.
She goes out there on the road and gets them beer cans and carries them up there to the house.
I can't remember dogs doing.
That one will.
Is that the way dogs do?
Mm-hmm. And she's just a puppy.
She's
just 6 months old.
Oh, she's not that. She's not real big yet.
She's that tall. About that tall. German Shepherd.
Oh.
Well, she gets to be good size. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you wanted to have two of them. Coleman's not going to have one her size.
No, he done give all his away.
Yes. Well, he'll have some more.
I don't want no more.
You don't want two?
No, sir. I wanted her brother, but he got killed, and I don't want no more.
Yeah. Brother Mountain. I never have figured out why he'd want to go up your driveway and then park on the other side.
I don't either. Just stupid.
You know, they've been having trouble over there in Micanopy.
They have?
Oh, yes.
What about?
Well, they had a fire the other day. I was standing there. I went into Mr. Weaver's store and I forgot that it was closed. Bus is standing there. And I walked on down there and spoke to him. And here comes this colored woman. Eyes popping out, and she says, "There's a house burning down." And Buster was sitting down in the car, and he says, "It won't crank." Well, she says, "There's a house burning down." He says, "Go tell the mayor."
Who is the mayor?
He don't like me.
Who is the mayor?
I don't know his name. But whoever he is, him and Buster don't get along. So Buster's going to just let him put out the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought Buster was the fire chief.
He resigned.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. It's a volunteer thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no pay attached. So they tell me that he stood up in the town council and resigned, and it went down in the minutes. So they can't hold him responsible for cranking up that.
No.
So you see, something like that could have been on his mind when he parked on the wrong side of the road, because he knows better than to do that with dogs out there. Why, he's had dogs all his life.
Yeah, I know something else Buster done too that he ought not done.
You mean there's fire?
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of things Buster done he ought not do.
You sure better not have nothing on your car that you don't want took off, that you want, and let him have it to work on.
Well, I don't know about that, but the last time my tractor was over there, it sat out there on the road at night, three nights. Just sat right out there in the middle of the street.
Toby's old big tow truck, you know, had one of these great big old balls on it on the back.
Trailer hitch?
Yeah.
We carried it over there. Got the truck back, and the trailer hitch was gone.
Oh.
So when I bought my trailer over there at Micanopy from that fella, got Buster to drag it over there, he had a trailer hitch to go on it. Same car and everything.
Yeah, painted green. I had it painted green, you know.
Same size and everything.
He said he didn't know who would have a 2-inch ball. And he got the thing. He says, "You know, I believe I got one."
Uh-huh.
And it was took off of that truck. I knew it, but I didn't say anything about it. He'd had it too long.
Yeah. You know, I've done that once, twice with various people. I run across things that I'd left.
Yeah.
And after so long a time, you kind of hate to bring it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just let them keep it then.
Yes. I oughtn't to. I'd say it by as well. Dad, burn. That looks like my old trailer hitch.
That looks like the one I lost or something like that.
Well, I tell you, I don't like to leave my car overnight anyway.
I don't either.
In the garage in Brazenton's in town.
I know.
No.
done that.
But they've had pretty rough times over there.
You know Curtis?
No.
My Curtis?
Yeah.
Well, he's deputy sheriff now.
Yeah.
Oh, is he? Is he?
Yeah. He come riding over the field the other day, you know, with his great big old badge on and his suit and his hat. Well, I've always wanted to hug a sheriff's neck. He's so funny.
I think he's working at night. He's patrolling the Micanopy area.
Oh, is he? Oh, you mean really?
Yeah.
You mean the real stuff?
The real stuff. He went to school.
Telling you.
I begged him not to do it. I told him, I said, somebody will knock you in the head. He said, somebody's got to do it.
There's a bunch of them graduated yesterday, I think. He was probably might have been in the bunch. Because he was going to school in the daytime and sheriffing at night.
Yeah.
But now I think he sheriffs in the daytime and goes to school at night.
Well, he might be.
I don't know. I called in the last night and asked her, was she by herself? And she said, Curtis was on duty.
Well,
what do you know?
But you see, he won't be going to school no more, I don't think.
Well, now, that can't do you any harm just to know somebody over there. That couldn't possibly be a disadvantage, could it?
Well, it ain't no advantage to me.
Is that right?
You ain't aiming to get in any trouble.
I'm not aiming to get in any trouble, and then if I was to get in any trouble, I couldn't get him.
That's right. You'd get somebody else. Because you got to call in to the headquarters. Mm-hmm. And you can't say, call my
you can't, you
boy
just can't
out that Curtis.
Call any one, a particular one by name, no. He's just got to say, send me a deputy, and that's about it.
That's a hardship, doesn't it?
But you know, he can tell me a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
About this driving and about a lot of things.
Well, you tell me some of them as you find them, because I don't have any, and anybody tells me anything about those things.
He says there's an awful lot of paperwork to it.
Oh, really?
Well,
and I said,
so
well, can you do it? And he said, yes. He says, it takes me till 10 and 11 o'clock at night, but he says, I can do it. And I said, well, okay, just as long as you can do it.
Yeah.
They got to make out so many reports.
Had that big old pistol hung on to his side, you know, and I said, don't get close to me, I'm scared of you.
I would be too. Yeah.
He's always wanted to be a deputy sheriff.
Yeah,
though.
From a little talk.
So
yeah.
He's one now.
That's
I told
life.
Him, I said, some colored man's going to knock you in the head. He said, yeah, but Grandma, when he's knocking me in the head, he's going to be getting it too.
Yeah. They don't have so much trouble with
they
colors.
They go in pairs now, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them go out there by themselves now, and they take a dog with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he worked in Winn-Dixie a long time.
He did.
Yeah.
And he said that them colored women would go in there, and you know, there's a little booth, and somebody sitting up there, and them colored women would slip something under their dress.
Uh-huh.
And they'd walk out at the door, and the manager would set him on them, and he'd run them down.
Oh.
Big enough to get them. He was kind of
yeah.
he's been playing deputy sheriff there even in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's experience. And that's experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
He said you'd be surprised at the people going in and pick up things.
Oh, yes. You know, I used to see empty boxes all over the store, empty aspirin boxes and stuff.
Oh,
they'll just take those little things and put them in their purses. And, I mean, you'd be surprised. People can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they could. They just—it's a habit.
I don't.
Yeah.
Know. No, Curtis just before he quit, that Winn-Dixie in town, he got to be manager of that frozen food? No, vegetables, I guess.
Uh-huh.
He's manager of that vegetable, and he just—I don't know how come he up and quit. He's something.
He just wanted to be a deputy sheriff.
No, it was something that he wanted, and it wasn't. Wouldn't grant it, and he just walked out.
Yeah.
Oh.
They either wanted some time off or they wanted to pay for some overtime or something or another that happened.
Mm-hmm. Did Whitey and Miss Louise get off?
I don't know. I haven't heard one thing in the world, and I called and I haven't even heard, but I imagine they did. Because they had everything planned to go.
Yeah.
And I think that I must have been at my brother's when she left. Because we was to get together and have supper together before they left. Does look like you could send me a postcard, don't you?
Well, I tell you, there's a whole lot going on. Don't you know there is?
Well, don't you think that there's going to be a whole lot going on down yonder in Miami at that convention?
I hate to think about it.
I'm afraid somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, they turned Mayor Dale and his bunch away, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then he let them get seats.
Yeah. And I tell you, they can't just keep on doing that until somebody's going to get sort of hot on the collar. Yes, sir.
Did you hear where they found Valerie Turner?
Yes, I saw it in the paper.
You did? Mm-hmm. I heard it on the radio.
I just saw it in the paper.
Yeah.
How about them 77 head of cows that was stolen?
I didn't hear about
that.
They last Monday night, they stole a big semi-trailer from the Gainesville Livestock Market and stole 77 big Burma cows.
Wallace Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Right out of the market.
Mm-hmm. Right close to the market.
It's Wallace Cobb?
Yeah.
But you know, Miss Miles, I heard it. When I first heard it, it was Ralph Sillum's cow. And I heard him talking on the radio. And I called Marvin in, almost, it was 10:30. And I called Marvin in and I said, I want you to listen. I want you to listen at that news at 11:30. But you know, they didn't even mention it.
Yeah.
Well, the paper said it was Cobb.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Ms. Dodd told me. Mm-hmm. But Ralph Sillum, they said it was Ralph Sillum's cows. And it was told the cows was near the livestock market.
Yeah.
But Ms. Dodd told me the same thing you told me. She said it was Cobb's cows.
Yeah.
And Cobb's trailer. Cattle trailer.
77.
Yeah.
But you know, they'd have had to have more than one trailer to haul 77 big Burma cows.
Well, Miss Miles, did you
hear?
That's a herd.
Did you hear that one was stolen from Alachaway? The trailers?
No.
Well, I did. That day they said that one of the trailers, there was two trailers and one was stolen from Alachaway.
Oh.
But I don't know. They get things mixed up on WDBH.
Yeah.
I just saw that. Read just a little bit in the paper. I just noticed where it said 70. It's on the front page.
What's the best time to drop in at your house? Have supper? Well, I can't drop in after supper. See, this light don't bother me, but you've got the light right there in the center of the house. I'll have to hit you in the middle of the day sometime. And you're eating sandwiches at noon. I don't care.
I wouldn't turn that light out.
I don't eat sandwiches every day. You know, when I got time, I put on big pot pulls of stuff and cooked it.
I'm going off and leaving for 2 or 3 days the first of the week. I'll send him over to your house.
So you're
not
going
to,
off in the evening?
Yeah, not to eat, but to
now,
house,
where are
to
you
work.
Going?
Oh, I'm just going around the corner.
I bet you're going to go to see your mama.
Yeah.
I'll send both Guy and Rick over there to help you work. They won't be worth shooting.
I wouldn't threaten them with that, Faye.
just send me over to eat. I'll be happy.
Now, Rick, I don't know, but pickings gets mighty slim at my house sometimes.
Just let me have fresh pickings.
I want to see the place over there. I'll catch you over there at the field over there when you're working over there. That's the prettiest place I know. That's pretty back there.
It's pretty now, I think.
I don't know.
Of course, we're not through with it yet.
If things plans out all right, I imagine about the 4th of July, we'll be back over there, at least I will.
Yeah.
Be back over where?
No, the other place was.
Yeah.
Monday. I don't see how we get on Monday.
Marvin, I got a little plot of ground up here, and it's been out of cultivation for some time. And you know this old-fashioned Bermuda grass?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as sick as hide on a dog's back. And I don't know anything short of turning it will do any good. And this time, yeah, I don't even know whether that do
it won't do a bit of good to turn it.
Why don't you fertilize it and just let it stay there?
Oh.
That's as good a grass as you can have for your cows.
You can put, you can turn it.
Mr. Guthrie always said that it was
it's good,
the
strong,
best pasture
good,
you
strong
can
pasture,
have.
But it's just short.
Yes.
But if you fertilize it good.
It's the only thing that I know will kill it out in that shade.
Yes.
You can shade it out.
You can
like
shade it
with
out.
Indigo or
yes.
That old broom, that old regular old broom sage straw,
yeah.
You know. That's the only thing I ever saw it would kill out Bermuda grass, but it'll
yeah.
kill it.
But indigo would.
Indigo, anything, it'll shade it, you
anything
know,
you
year after, a couple of years, and success.
Don't run no prickly pears.
It's
so bad at home.
Oh, they are here,
yeah,
too?
I've been hoeing around the fence, you know, and in the middle of the field where Marvin couldn't get the dog fennels. I take the hoe in there, and there's just bunches of them.
I don't know. You can't get rid of
it. He just about killed me working me to death.
Yeah. Well, you seem to thrive on it.
It seems like to me that's what she needed. She ain't been grunting a whole lot last week.
Yeah. She can take a grunting out over there in the field, can't she?
She did complain with her head hurting today, though.
Yeah.
It's been so
she
hard.
She wasn't working today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you feel it's all right. And you know, you don't get too hot when you get out working. It's a breeze.
It's
oh,
been
yeah.
so nice and breezy, but you know, it's going to quit.
But you know, it depends
it's
on...
It's going to be so hot that I can't stand it.
It depends on your clothes.
That's the reason
lot.
Why I've been
cotton,
trying to my best to get everything
cotton,
done that I
you've got cotton,
you'll
stay cool, but if you've got anything else, well, it'll burn you up.
You know, it's hard to find that cotton
it
now.
Sure is.
Oh,
nice.
Everybody's
sure
complaining
is.
And wishing they could get cotton.
It's cool.
Let me tell you, that other stuff, I can't stand it. Look at here what I'm wearing.
No.
Just because it's cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got 13 new shirts, and they are all
dripped
dry. You know,
and
we thought they were cotton.
They are hot, too.
But
they
are not
burning
cotton.
You down.
They're that mixture.
They're so heavy, I can't,
we
I
had
can't breathe.
You know, about the only thing I found is Sears and Roebuck have got a work shirt. It's 50% cotton, and that's the most cotton I've ever seen in any shirt.
I have threatened for several years to call the cotton manufacturers or the cotton producers and see if they could tell me where I could buy some cotton stuff. Overalls and jeans is all you can get.
Yeah.
You know
mm-hmm.
that this year SARS stuff here was about 59-60 cents a yard.
Yeah, I can
imagine.
But I had to have something to wear. Just
you know,
just any kind of old cloth.
I believe you could buy some cotton. That army surplus.
Yeah, you know.
You know,
you
it would be a, it would be new clothes, new shirts, but it would be the old style. It would be army khakis.
You know, we got to go.
Yeah.
We enjoyed your visit.
Oh,
I,
we
I
sure
believe,
did.
I believe that you probably could get them.
Well, if anybody runs into any cotton material or anything else, well, just let us know. We bought the material.